In less than a month, that oil production cut that OPEC Plus announced this week will take effect. But there's already been a lot of reaction. Yesterday, Norway's energy secretary told us about their plans to fill the gap left by the group of oil-exporting nations.
We're doing everything we can to maintain system at full speed going forward. Our position is fully concerned with being a reliable partner.
Meanwhile, the White House also warned about potentially talking with Congress about additional tools to curb OPEC's sway over energy prices. Bob McNally is an expert on global energy markets and president of the consulting firm Rapidan Energy Group. He joins me now. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Miles. Good to be with you.
Thanks for being here. So you follow the world of energy markets very closely. How would you describe the reaction to this production cut, the announcement of this production cut, I should say?
Yeah, so I just got back from Vienna, and that was quite an OPEC Plus meeting. Very unusual, unusual in that they were gathering in person and not just having a virtual meeting. And then they had a press conference afterwards, and they took a big step, a 2 million barrel a day quota cut. The reaction was pretty furious in Washington, where I came back to. You know, this is the last thing the president wanted here a few weeks before the election. And with oil prices having sort of stabilized after falling, he didn't want to see them go back up. So President Biden is very concerned. In the markets, though, oil prices sort of stabilized, and we've now seen somewhat of a rise since then, with us getting into the $90 level. So different reactions here. Disappointment in Washington and stability in oil prices.
Can you talk a little bit about why this is happening at all? I mean, what was the calculation from the countries involved with OPEC Plus?
Yeah, in a word, Miles, stability. Stability. You know, they were not happy, believe it or not, when crude oil prices soared from $80 a barrel or so before the Russian invasion of Ukraine to well over $130 a barrel, right? They don't like booms because booms cause busts. And while oil prices had retreated all the way this summer down into the 80s range, the OPEC Plus ministers were concerned oil was headed straight down. And they can't tolerate an overshoot to the downside. So, you know, on August 22nd, the Saudi oil minister made a very public statement, put it on his website, and he said, look, we don't like the way things are going. This market is broken. And if it keeps going this way, we'll act. And then oil prices sold off another $10 after that. And so this week they fired not a warning shot, but a barrage, you know, a broadside. They acted to show the markets that they're able and willing to cut production if necessary to stabilize oil prices.
And you mentioned just how upset United States officials are about this announcement. The White House has talked about consulting with Congress to curb OPEC's influence. Can you explain a little bit about what options Congress would have in this space?
Yeah, that was pretty much a thinly veiled hint to look at what's called the NOPEC bill. The NOPEC bill would remove the sovereign immunity that countries have from lawsuits under the Sherman Antitrust Act, right? Right now, you can't sue Saudi Arabia or Mexico or something for cutting production because governments are immune. This NOPEC bill would allow the attorney general to sue folks for governments for anti-competitive behavior. This was the bill that took down Standard Oil in 1911. Now, this has been hanging around since 2000. It sort of starts to get progress. It has a lot of bipartisan support. But presidents tend to hate it. It's a really bad idea. President Bush, President Obama. And I suspect President Biden doesn't like it either, because it would have all kinds of ramifications, broader ones for finance, trade, and security, and so forth. However, in a clear hint, everybody knew who watches energy knew what he was talking about in that statement after the OPEC Plus meeting. He was basically saying we may have to look at that bill. And, you know, there's strong bipartisan support for the NOPEC bill. And were the president to indicate he could support it, it could move pretty fast.
All right. Well, that is something we will continue watching and talk to you about soon in the future, probably. Bob McNally, an expert on global energy markets, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.